I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back for another week with Nolan and myself. And hey, it just keeps rolling. It never seems to be a dull moment week to week, day to day, moment to moment, for God's sakes. We'll be talking about it all tonight. The Mets, the Giants, the Padres, the Aaron Judge being named captain, 16th captain of the Yankees just today. So lots to talk about, lots to cover. And again, we'll be covering a couple of your questions that you send in to us as well that we thought were relevant and important to go get across. So, but before we get there, of course, we do want to give our quick shout out to our boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid that gives you the palm up, palm down, keeps you in the zone a lot longer when you're working on your hitting, you're developing and training through your hitting, being able to power up to all areas, all zones. So give them a look, ripgrippro.com. And definitely you won't be disappointed for sure. So secondly, we want to give our second shout out to the guys over at The Rope Trainer. That's The Rope Trainer. And you can find out more about that on our very own website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You'll just click on the Rope Trainer and it's all right there for you. You'll see why John Smoltz approves it. Talks highly about it and why we believe in it as well. It's certainly a heavily used training device that for throwers, pitchers, of all pitchers, yes, but all positions and all levels from little leaguers to the big leaguers. And you'll even hear John talk about that as well. So definitely head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com and find out more about the Rope Trainer. You can get your own right there online. We'll sell it right through to you, get it shipped out to you, and get utilizing it in your throwing and training program. So whether you're an individual player, a team, a parent looking for a product for your son, daughter, doesn't matter. Get a hold of it. You won't be disappointed that you do. So, again, Dirtbags, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. We hope wherever you are, you had an outstanding last week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of us. Please like, please comment at the end of the show. Other than that, settle in, sit back. Going to be a great show. Lots to talk about, lots to cover, lots of opinions. And hey, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So we're going to be right back here in a moment. We're going to get up, get after it, get dirty.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, time to get up. Where do you want to go, brother?
So let's jump into it with moves from the past week. Obviously, we got Carlos Rodon, the big one to happen last weekend. 6-year buck, $62 million. Really solidifies that Yankees rotation. That's a number that I'd be comfortable with giving him. You're still high 20s. And I mean, the guy's got a big injury risk, but it's not like it's really the end of the world, especially when you're looking at how good the rest of that rotation is and everything like that. Like, that makes that rotation. He's going to slide in there as the number two.
That can go into an outstanding signing by the Yankees, really. You know, if he builds off of last year's commitment to being dedicated with the Giants, and hey, we all know Giants do a great job. They can find those seasoned veterans that, you know, maybe have been middle of the road, never quite hit their potential, and bring it out of them. And you know, I hope it's not. It's got to be a combination. You and I know it, Nolan. It can't be just the coach. It can't be just the team. It's got to be the player as well, right? We talk about it all the time. You got to have the right attitude, the right commitment, and the right effort, or it's just not going to work for you. So I think going to the Yankees is going to build off of it. And hey, you know what? You go Cole, you go Rodon. Cortez does what he does. If they can ever get Severino back for a regular run.
No, don't even try and hold your breath about that. Even Frankie Montas, like, don't get me wrong, like if they actually pitch and are healthy, then yeah, it's a great starting five. But let's be honest. I mean, Severino hasn't pitched a full season in what, 4 years, 5 years? You can't rely on the dude at this point in time. I get it. Yankees fans, they want to be hopeful for the guy because obviously, yeah, he was immensely talented. But hell, it's the same as a Cardinals fan trying to get Alex Reyes going finally. And we just learned to expect, okay, well, this guy's a scrub and can't actually pitch more than five innings in the majors.
And you got to hope Flaherty builds off of gets back to somewhat of the 2019 season, right? So
yeah, I'm not even holding out hope on that, but I mean, how it's a great signing. I love it for the Yankees. Jumping into the next one, we got Joey Gallo on a 1-year 11 to the Twins. That's a pretty good move. I feel like he's going to slide in at right field. He'll replace Max Kepler, obviously making him available. Obviously, a guy that can play center field in case of Byron Buxton being injured and they don't deal with Kepler. Like, they got some options out there for sure. I mean, he's a big thumper. realistically, you're going to get about a 200 average. Hell, if he can jump back up to 25-plus home runs, it'll keep them competitive. But, like, in terms of one-year deal, I feel like if you're the Twins by midseason, you got to trade him, you got to trade him.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's you know what? We talked about it off-air, you and I. And, you know, somebody's got to go ahead and take a chance on him, right? You know exactly what you get out of the guy. But don't forget, you know, if he's healthy, he puts up 30. So what? You get 200 out of him. He puts up 30 or 35, and he's a good defensive outfielder.
No,
as
that's
well.
The thing.
Strong like, arm, prevents runners. Hey, that could turn into a real good contract for them for sure. And I just saw today, actually, speaking of Kepler or whatever, and that I'm a little thrown off. Maybe it's just information out there, but your Cardinals. I saw something pop up today about your Cardinals maybe being in on Kepler or whatever and that. So that kind of, I was intrigued by that just for the depth of outfielders the Cardinals have.
Yeah, no, it seems like there's a couple of teams that are interested in Kepler, especially after the signing. That'd be a good depth move, I feel like. I don't think you're going to ask him to be one of your starting outfielders unless you're a team that absolutely needs a starting outfielder at this point. He never really panned into the player that everybody kind of thought that he was going to be. He had a couple of good years when he first broke into the majors, but nothing too fantastic. So, I mean, he's a guy with a name to watch. We got Andrew Benintendi, 5 years, $75 million to the White Sox.
Very intriguing.
It's kind of par for the course with what they've done the past couple of years with the outfield acquisitions that they made, obviously starting out with like guys like Adam Eaton, Adam Engel, stuff like that. Like, they're guys that they're coming in. I mean, now obviously Benintendi signed to that longer term contract than what they've normally done in the past. But 5 years, $75 million, I mean, once again, good defender. He's going to hit close to 300. Obviously the pop numbers took a decline while he was down in Kansas City there, and then New York, I mean, obviously that was I feel like just an aberration, because that was just not great.
Well, and ends up with the injury too, right? Uh-huh. So again, you know, you're talking about the White Sox, and look what they had in 2022. Injury after injury after injury. I mean, are they looking at it as a depth move? $75 million is it's not a depth move. Obviously, you're moving Andrew Vaughn over to first base finally, since Abreu's down in Houston now. So you need outfield options.
Yep.
So you go ahead and replace him for that.
Well, and even Eloy Jimenez, like, you can't really rely on him to be your starting left fielder. I feel like he's going to be the starting DH this year, just with the injuries that he's had playing out in the outfield. Obviously, with a guy like Luis Robert playing center field, that's going to help, like, that'll help out Andrew Benintendi and everything like that.
I don't know if they get in on that catcher trade and free up Grandel to do, like you said, split a little bit of that DH role with, you know, maybe Jimenez and Grandel. Maybe they get in with the Jays. I don't know if there's a fit there or not really, but they're still a good team, and they got to make moves in that AL Central. We know they do, so I'm not so sure they're done yet.
Then we got Dansby Swanson, the last remaining big-time free agent, or so we thought, at the shortstop market, signing the 7-year, $177 million deal to go to the Cubs. As a Cardinals fan, I am bummed. As a Cardinals fan, I am ecstatic, because I know Dansby Swanson will not win a single postseason series in 7 years in Chicago, and absolutely hate it there. I mean, I get it. His wife plays for the... I don't even know what the professional soccer team is there, the Lynx or something like that. But yeah, no, his wife obviously plays for the professional soccer team there in Chicago. So, I mean, it's something that made sense going into it. Obviously, the Cubs had a need at shortstop, slides Nico Horner over to second base. Dansby Swanson's a good player. Like, he deserves the money. I saw a bunch of Braves fans upset about the whole thing, saying, oh, why? Well, he was saying that he was going to be a Brave for life. Well, show the man the money then.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have two people at the table, don't you?
Yeah, like there was never a serious contract based on what we heard that came out there from the Atlanta Braves. Like, no. It sounded like it was all Dansby Swanson's just gone. And even the way that Anthopoulos was talking there a couple of weeks ago during the winter meetings and everything, it sounded like he had basically given up hope and said, here you go, Vaughn Grissom. Here's the keys to shortstop. And I mean, that's a huge risk by Atlanta. But I mean, they've panned out with a bunch of their young kids recently.
We've seen it in back-to-back years, right? Out of two of their stalwarts, Freeman last year, Swanson this year. You know, it's just the way they do business. And we know it as a former general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. That's how AA does it. Alex Anthopoulos. And, you know, criticize him, like him. Hey, he can work a big market team. He can work a small market team, or a smaller market team, a middling market. And until the Braves lose, I guess you can't say anything, right?
Yeah.
They managed to come back against the Mets last year or whatever and that and take it away from them down the stretch. So, yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. It would have been nice to see one of those guys stay there, but there's got to be belief in that system, belief in that organization that as tough as those moves are, they can move on from them.
Then a couple of players swapping teams. We got J.D. Martinez going to the Dodgers on a 1-year 10, and we got Mr. Justin Turner going to the Red Sox on a 1-year 15 with a player option for his second year. I like both of those moves, honestly. Like, you're looking at it, Devers might be traded. Let's be honest. The way that they've been talking the past week, like, there is a very real possibility that Rafael Devers could be traded before the season starts just to maximize his value. Like, because I can't see Boston realistically competing in the AL East this year.
I just don't know what's going on down there in Boston. I'm really not sure what Bloom has had from ownership, but very intriguing offseason for them for sure. I know they're talking about Nathan Eovaldi probably heading back there. But again, it's not done yet, not finalized. Yeah, it's kudos to Justin Turner. 1-year deals and putting money in his pocket at the end of the day, you know? Last year wasn't a great, great season. It wasn't like 2 years ago with
His second half numbers.
But you see his
second half numbers? They were right in line or better than what he's been doing recently. And, like, he still finished 277.
And that's the thing, right? He's a guy that just goes and gets it done. To me, he's a dirtbag. He knows how to be a professional and get the job done. So, hey, dirtbags, we're going to be right back after this break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's continue to get after it, brother.
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, Aaron Judge just today got announced as the 16th captain in New York Yankees history. Obviously, huge honor for him, and I mean, he's going to be a lifer in New York, so it's a move that made a lot of sense, I guess. My biggest issue with it is he hasn't won a series yet. Like, he hasn't really done anything too extraordinary in order to become the next captain. Now, obviously, I never saw Donnie baseball, like, when he was with the Yankees. I wasn't born at that point in time. But, like, I mean, like, that would be the closest thing that I could compare it to, because Donnie baseball never won a World Series and was named captain of the Yankees. You're looking at it, and then you follow Donnie baseball up with Derek Jeter. Like, obviously, Derek Jeter had already won the World Series before he became captain of the Yankees. Then he still took them and won another World Series. Now, mind you, it took a few years, but still, like, he was captain for an extended period of time. That's obviously the plan with Judge. But you're looking at it, and, like, I need to see that track record. The guy hasn't proven to be healthy.
Well, that's it, right?
When he is healthy, like, obviously, he's a legitimate player. Probably his only two healthy seasons in the majors, he should have won MVPs. Obviously, the year that he didn't win MVP, he wins Rookie of the Year, sets the rookie home run record. Whatever you want to say about Altuve winning MVP that year, yes, the Astros cheated. Everybody kind of said that Altuve wasn't really a part of that group, but I mean, come on, end of the day, when everybody else is doing it, you can say that he's doing it as well.
So let's put an asterisk. Go back to the photo and video they've got of him. You know, don't pull my shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. Right? No, like, that's the thing. So, I mean, end of the day, you're looking at it, you're like, okay, this is sweet and everything like that. Great to be a Yankee fan because, yeah, you got your next captain. But end of the day, man, like, you gotta prove you actually earned that captaincy. Like, Donnie Baseball at least had the boys going in the right direction. Like, he was coaching up all those young guys to lead into those next, obviously, dynasty of Yankees baseball. When he was coaching up all the, like, your Bernie Williams and Derek Jeters and everybody like that.
Posada, you know, they traded for Tino Martinez to replace him type of thing. Exactly right. You know what? You give him the shout out. You know the player he can be when he's on the field or whatever. Rookie of the Year and last season, you know, exactly. You talked about the, 2019 or whatever, 2017 with Altuve. But, you know, I think Hal Steinbrenner kind of shot himself in the foot to a degree or whatever and that, because it got out this season, right? Or this offseason when it started in the negotiating of getting him back in the fold with the Yankees, that, you know, I'm not opposed to giving him the captaincy. As soon as you do that, you're
right? You better give him captaincy at that point in time.
Exactly right. So, you know what? He gets it. Good for him. He's got a good team around him now. He's got the depth. They need to be healthy, and they got to get it done, because let's be honest, right? New York doesn't care about individual accolades. Yeah, it's nice for the moment. They care about carrying the trophy. That's all they care about.
Well, that's it. It's been 14 years since they've won a World Series. Like, that mantle is bare.
And you're seeing it, right? You're seeing it in attendance at the games when you watch them and stuff like that. They're not sold out. There's a tipping point for how much you're going to pay for ticket prices as well or whatever. And that's why I think they've out-marketed themselves that way a little bit in Yankee Stadium, as nice as it is or whatever. But, hey, show me a World Series championship. That's what we are.
Now we're going to jump across to the other team in New York, jumping up to the Queens.
Is it the other team, though, now?
No, it's still the other team until they finish first in their division.
That's right.
And until they actually win a World Series. Carlos Correa, 12-year, 13. News broke last night. Some sort of, I don't even know exactly the best way of putting it, because obviously it was stuff that happened contractually during the physical process. Something went wrong that scared the Giants. The Mets were like, hey, you know what? We need a third baseman. We talked about it last week on ours. Go out, they get their guy, 12-year, 315. Now, whatever it is that comes across in the physical, we don't know Whether that's going to hamper him for the rest of his career or what exactly the end of the line is. But, that's a great move.
All I saw today was that reports were that the Giants found from a pre-existing injury from a fibula and ligament back when he was a minor leaguer in high A, that they really weren't too confident about, maybe not reoccurring, things like that. And let's be honest, when you lose your legs, you lose the rest of your body. And when you're talking about these 12, 11, 10-year contracts, the back's going to go, the upper body's going to go, other areas are going to go. You know what? Obviously, it was enough for them to pull it off the table. Interject, Steve Cohen. Holy moly. $800 million offseason investor, Steve Cohen. Holy cow. Scott Boras, pick up the phone. Do a little call with a guy that you know has money. Let's get the deal done. But I was surprised to see that it dropped from 350 to what, 315?
Yeah, for one last year.
So maybe a bit of validity there. Other than the fact that we'll give you one last year down to 315, but you're going to sign him. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cohen's all in. All in, right?
You know what the sad thing is, though, too? Like, I'm looking at that lineup, and people were trying to debate today on MLB, like on all the social media platforms and everything like that, whether it was the best lineup in baseball, and I'm still not even remotely close to sold that it's the best lineup in baseball. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a good lineup, but I'm still not, like, confident in them even winning the NL East. Like, you still got the Braves there. The Braves are going to get some of their rotation pieces back. Obviously, Ronald Acuna healthy for a full year, like, that still scares me because that dude can run an MVP season out there like nobody. You're looking at it like, and Ozzy Albies coming back healthy too. I mean, the only scary part that I don't know about the Atlanta Braves is Vaughn Grissom. Is he going to show up like he did in August, or is he going to show up like he did in September? Because that, to me, is really their only downfall. I mean, left field, there's a little bit of a weak spot there. We got enough guys there that actually make up a half-decent player. Their rotation's legit. Obviously, the Phillies do what the Phillies did this year. Like, you can't even count out the Phillies now with Trey Turner. So that's why I'm saying, like, realistically, I don't know if the Mets are winning the division, even though their team is worth, what, $370 million or something like that? That's going to be their opening day payroll?
$500 by the time taxes are in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's insanity to me, for sure. But there's two things that stand out. Obviously, we talked about it a little bit last week. Showalter's got work to do here. He's got the horses. He's got the pieces. He's got to get down to work and get them all to buy into the culture of winning. Cohen's given him the opportunity. And for me, it's all about an obsession. If you're going to be great at whatever you're going to be great at, it's an obsession. And $17 billion is what Cohen's worth. That's an obsession. And nothing is going to stand in his way. He is going to, he made the promise, we're going to win championships, and we're going to be a better Mets organization with me at the ownership than the Wilpons were. He's done it year after year after year. They haven't got there yet, but he's proven. And that's an obsession. You got Peter Seidler out there in San Diego doing the same thing. It's when you're those type of people, you're not just talking about, to a degree, they're throwing somewhat good money after bad, but that's all part of the learning process. They've got to have great management, great baseball people in there, conducting business, leading them. And I'm not so sure Cohen's got there yet, because you never hear any Jerry DePoto as a general manager of the Mets, right? You never hear anything there. It's Steve Cohen went and got this guy. And that's a trouble area. That's where owners get into trouble, when they start getting that obsessed on being champions.
You're saying like the Jerry Jones effect type of deal with the Dallas Cowboys almost, where it's 100%. a me instead of a, you know what, this guy went and did it. Now, I mean, here's the thing, right? So you said it, and I mean, obviously New York's a big market and everything like that. Queens is going to be bumping this year. But still though, like, do you realistically have the Mets as the favorite in the NL East, even after all these moves? Yes, their rotation, they made the upgrades, obviously. I mean, you're replacing Verlander with Verlander. Like, you made a couple other moves. You go out there, you get your Jose Quintana, you bring back some guys, you obviously go out there, you sign Omar Narvaez because you're not sold on James McCann as your starting catcher.
Pick up, like, the Japanese guy.
Kodai Senga, yep. And then, yeah, like, Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it's not even like they're the best team in the NL East still. I need to see what Kodai Senga actually does in the major leagues before I can properly judge him. Like, obviously, he was super talented over in the NPB. He was in the NPB, I think.
Yeah. I mean, for me, those northern teams, and I've talked about it a little bit before, and when I was managing this past year over in France, I had the experience of being with Latin players as well, and it was my first real taste of really diving in with them and stuff like that. Phenomenal guys. Loved the ball. They're a little wild and crazy. It was a lot of fun and a lot of interesting times, all of it. But I'll tell you, boy, when it gets cold, those guys do not like it. They do not. And that's not being mean. That's not being ignorant to it. It's just a reality. So when I'm looking at April and even May up north, and then you're playing in playoffs come October, boy, I don't know. I don't know. It's so interesting to see it, and how committed are they? Are they committed to the dollars? Are they committed to the exposure of who they are as a player within the league, within the world? Or are they committed to the individual team, in this case, the Mets? I don't know. And that's why I say, Buck Showalter, you've got work to do. You've got to get them on board. You've got to build that culture. And you got to be focused, like you said, Nolan, not on the World Series. That's the ultimate prize. But there's stages to it, as we know. Stage one is the NL East. You got work to do. You got to keep your players on the field. You got to keep them healthy. You got to get them in and out. I don't know. There's no real smooth process, but it's exciting if you're a Mets fan. It's incredibly exciting for you sitting there right now. So we're going to talk more about it after the break. We're going to answer some questions, and we'll be right back here in a second.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
for the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered.
How about a tech gift that's music to her ears?
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at great prices this holiday. And right now at Staples, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199. You save $50. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer ends 12/17. Limit 2 in-store only.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Owen, time to get a little dirty answering a little curtain call questions. So one came in today from San Francisco area. Giants, what do we do now? Thanks for the question. What do we do now, Nolan, if you're a San Francisco Giant fan?
I wish I had a proper answer to give you guys. Honestly, that is a huge kick in the gonads. As a San Francisco Giant fan, there's no two ways about it. So, obviously, you get rumored to be signing Aaron Judge there a couple weeks ago by John Heyman, who I still am baffled at the fact that that man has a job at MLB Network. Obviously, you start out with the Aaron Judge news. Then you get, okay, Carlos Correa's coming here, 13-year, 350, sweet, at least we got our superstar. Was it a bit of an overpay? Yeah, sure. But, I mean, hell, he's a bona fide stud that was going to slide into the middle of that lineup, no problem.
And
now all of a sudden,
and just to interject, they've already gone out because he was going to be the face of the franchise and put him on all the ticket promotions. Yes,
I didn't hear about that.
They
so that's even worse.
All done, all ready to go. Buy tickets. He's on it. Think of that.
Well, I guess they're changing those tickets pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible.
All the promotional ads, you got to change now. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, so here you go. So, you're filling it with a few different guys, right? So, obviously, Brandon Crawford's moving back to shortstop. So, now you need a third baseman or a second baseman, depending on which way they were going to move Crawford. You need Michael Conforto. That's a move that I'd make if I'm San Fran. Michael Conforto is looking to kind of rebound. I feel like that's a move that makes sense. He'll end up with one of those NL West teams. I could even see him going to the Colorado Rockies. But I think Michael Conforto to the Giants makes a bit of sense. Obviously, you got to hope Yastrzemski comes back. I mean, last year he had a tough year. Let's be honest, the Giants don't really have an identity. There's no players left on the market that's going to be an identity piece. Like,
devastating.
I'm hoping to find an answer here. Like, obviously the pitching, you guys made a good move by getting Shamanai. Like, I like that move. You made a couple other moves there that helped solidify your rotation. Obviously Webb's going to be your starting pitcher. He's your ace. But I'm just looking at it. Like, you got to hope Joey Bart actually performs to the level that he's supposed to perform to. I'd still sign another catcher just to be safe. Because there are some guys out there still on the market, like a Tucker Barnhart makes a lot of sense to me. Like, I know he's not a guy that's going to drop a lot of bombs by any means. Like, he's not an offensive catcher at this point in his career. But, I mean, in terms of what that guy does defensively, he can very easily spell Joey Bart. And if you guys need him to DH, just so then that way he gets more acclimated to the major league pitching levels and stuff like that. Because the guy tore it up in the minors. Like, he can clearly hit. Just for whatever reason right now, he hasn't performed to those levels. Like, I'm just looking at the remaining free agents, and there's not a lot of guys left. Like, that's kind of what I'm scared about.
Well, you're right. Joey Bart's just got to be Joey Bart, right? You can't. It's been a couple years now since Buster's been there. Just go be you. Go be you. Don't go be Buster Posey. Don't go win 3 out of 5 World Series. Just go be you, because there's a lot of work. And this might be the perfect opportunity for him to be able to go ahead and prove himself for this year, because Gabe Kapler, you've got work to do, my friend. Holy cow, do you have work to do? I don't even know where you're sitting in that division. I think at the end of the day, the Diamondbacks have a better chance to finish third in that division than you do right now. Giants fans, hey, I feel for you, man. That's a lot of kicks in the head for sure. And then another report comes out today about Shamanai, and basically said openly right there on the airwaves that I was lazy and lackadaisical in 2022 with the San Diego Padres. Now, he said he's learned his lesson. He understands it's a business now. He's going to be more dedicated because he understands that if I'm going to stay in this league as long as I can, I have to be. And what he was talking about was his days off in between starts. Preparation, recovery, being ready for the next start. That's what you get paid to do, big guy. So $25 million, 2 years. Go get it done. Go prove it. You've said it now. That's step one. Now you got to go back it up and get her done. I don't know, Nolan. Padres, Dodgers, they're going to roll, and they go from there. So another question that came in for me was, when we're training, what is one of the biggest things that we recommend for coaches, players, especially players, all right, when we're giving advice to them? One of the biggest things is play free and play fearless. I think there's so much concentration on, you know, the perception of learn this so you can become the best you can. Perfect. You never hear the word perfect, but that's kind of the intent behind it. If you don't have the freedom to play and you can play fearless and know that you're an amateur, you're growing, you're a youth player, you're a college player, whatever it is, you're going to suffocate yourself. It's that simple, because this game is too hard. Wherever you're playing is too hard, too difficult. You have to allow yourself the freedom and the fearlessness to be able to compete, practice, make a great play, have a bobble, have a great at-bat, have an off day. But you also have to do that as coaches. You have to allow your teams to have that mindset, to understand this is a growing process. This is a learning process. If you're going to evolve, I have to allow you to play in that way.
So there was a tweet this past week that came out from the NL Cy Young, Mr. Sandy Alcantara. All he did was post a picture of an hourglass. Now, this is a question that's been asked to us. What do we think it means? Kirk, I'll let you start it off.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's inevitable that it happens, those types of things, right? You have to be nonchalant, like Alcantara did with his tweet. And what I mean by that is you can't come right out and blast your team for not being
active.
Great call. All right. But yet you've got to drum up some, hey, wake up, and what are we going to do to compete in this case in the NL East, let alone the league in general? I don't know what you do if you're even considering an Alcantara. I don't even know what that package looks like. Because like we said, he won a Cy Young because he started and he closed his own games better than anybody has for what, the last two decades?
Decade and a half, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. No, he was honestly the best since Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
That we've seen.
Great call.
Like, that's right now his comp. I mean, with the plus stuff compared to the Doc, but either way. That's kind of his four. So what I interpreted it by was obviously last year he signed the extension. I think it was like a 5-year 50 or something like that. So obviously he's not talking about a contract extension. Like you said, I mean, it's about the Marlins actually being active. They never made a move this offseason. Like, so that's why I'm thinking the only thing it could possibly be is a trade. And like you said, like you're looking at it, what do the Marlins want in return? Do they want a boatload of prospects or do they want some mixture of both? And I mean, there's a few teams that obviously line up, but like if I'm Baltimore Orioles, I'm getting on the phone and I'm trying to make a move. If Alcantara is available, absolutely that's a move that I'm trying to pull off, especially if I can somehow keep Grayson Rodriguez, which I doubt you'd be able to do. But I mean, either way, you're looking at it and it's something that makes a lot of sense. Now, obviously that one kind of is a wait and see. But we'll jump into the next two guys that I'm going to ask about. Max Fried apparently might be available this offseason.
Yeah, I saw that one too. And it's, where does that even come from? Unless you're really feeling good about Soroka coming back finally, right?
Yeah. And like, it's not like the Braves upgraded their rotation in any way, and that's an immediate hit. Like, and the Braves, like we said pretty much all this episode, like, they're a team that can compete in the NL East. They've proven that they can win the NL East. They've proven they can win the World Series. You still got 2 years of control with Fried. Like, I don't even know where that rumor came from. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because, I mean, you know the mantra of Alex Anthopoulos, right? He says nothing's going on, and then all of a sudden, 24 hours later, he makes a move. If he's going to make a move, right? Like, he doesn't let anything slip out or whatever and that. So who did that? How that got out there? I don't know, because that's not what you want to see right now in the NL East.
No, exactly.
If I'm a fan of the Braves, I'm like, what the heck is going on there? We just lost Swanson. Yes, we've got a great young team. We've got great pitching still. We're in okay position. I wouldn't say great position, but we trust because we've seen it. A couple of young guys that we don't know 100% what they're going to do or what they're going to be.
But even that, though,
they just traded players that can do it, right?
Well, they just traded their number one pitching prospect in the Sean Murphy deal. So it's one of those ones where it's like, how does this come to be? Like, where'd this rumor come from? But either way, no, it's something that, hell, if I'm all 29 other teams, I'm lining up, and the second that rumor dropped, hey, Alex, is this A, legit, and B, what's the price? Because here you go. Here's the price plus.
Yeah, for both those guys, it doesn't matter, right? Like, you know you're going to get every team involved in that, whether they're legitimately involved, obviously is a different story, but everybody's going to pick up a phone and say, hey, talk to me.
Yeah.
What are we looking at? Because even when they come out, you can't even put a package together in your own mind if you're management.
No.
I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't do that.
That's the thing. Yeah, it really depends on what the Braves would want. Obviously, I'd say a left fielder to kick off, the like an actual MLB-ready left fielder, plus at least a number two or number three starting pitcher coming back. Because Max Fried was number two for Cy Young this past year.
Yeah.
He's won, what, 3 gold gloves or something like that in 4 years in the majors? Like, you're looking at it and you're like, man, this is going to take a lot. But then all of a sudden, what do you do if you're the Angels? If you're the Angels, you're watching those two. And if both of them end up getting traded, now I'm not saying that they will, but there's a certain AL Cy Young candidate in Mr. Shohei Ohtani who can do it both ways. If I'm looking at that and I'm seeing either of those two players traded, I'm saying I want that plus.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, because Mr. Shohei Ohtani's doing it both ways at an elite level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the interesting thing is that it comes out, December 19th, I think, the Alcantara, and the 20th, just yesterday, the Fried one, or maybe the 19th as well or whatever. So, I mean, we're talking about December to March before we get going. And we've got the World Baseball Classic coming up this year. We got a lot of exciting things coming up this year. But those are interesting that they're even leaked. They're even out there. Alcantara did it himself. In his case, what was the meaning behind it? What was the hourglass significance? Because there really hasn't been anything since it was posted, right?
That was it. It was literally just that, drop the mic and walk away. And we're like, what the hell? Please do something.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody wants to see him out of the Marlins. Let's be honest. That's a team that's not going anywhere anytime soon, especially with the way the rest of the boys loaded up in the NL East.
No, and they have to know that. Anybody on those teams, right? You went out and tried to do the Avisail Garcia last year and the one other signing, I can't remember, but, you know, they just didn't work out for sure. And they're a long ways away. They're just so far away, but we've seen them do it in the past. So exactly right. Like, hey, you got to be exploring those opportunities. And they have no choice. They have to. And it's disappointing. It's devastating. I hate it. I'll be honest with you. I hate it. But it is what it is. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, what do you got for final thoughts?
Yeah, so obviously it's that time of year where obviously you're thankful for everything that happens and yada, yada, yada. It's Christmas time, right? Anyways, this is funny. So, like, obviously we do our podcast earlier in the day on Wednesday. And sure enough, like, pretty much 10 minutes after I announced that, oh, yeah, the Giants in on Conforto, I see an article pop up saying that the Giants are actually showing interest on Michael Conforto. So that one just made me laugh a little bit at the fact that, yeah, I kind of figured that that was a move that the Giants could make in order to help bolster their team. And I mean, sure enough, it seems like they're at least showing interest in him. And it's a move that makes a lot of sense to me. So, I mean, that just kind of made me laugh. No real final thought, but yeah, just, hey, have a Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there. Happy holidays to everybody else.
I'm going to piggyback right onto that, Nolan. Dirtbags, you know we do it for you, and we can't do it without you. So wherever you are in the world, have a very, very safe, prosperous, happy, and be thankful Christmas, holiday season. Embrace each other. Take a moment to reflect. We've talked about it before. Last March, we didn't even have a season. Finally, April, it gets going. Amazing World Series. Amazing playoffs, amazing offseason, so many things to be just talking about and embracing. If you're doing it at your amateur level, we wish you, you know, nothing but the best moving forward. If you're in tournaments over the holidays or whatever, hey, best of luck. Again, go out there and be free and play fearless because this game is amazing. We love this game. That's why we're here right now. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. Go and do it. Go and be a dirtbag. Embrace it with everything you have. Get up, get after it, get dirty every single minute, every single day. That's who you are. That's who we are. We do it. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. DM us or reach out to me, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com with your questions. Keep sending them in to us. Inquiries about training, get in touch with us. We will help you out in that process because that's, again, what we love to do, live to do, because we want your journey in this game to be the very best it can be. Very, very best it can be. Nolan, unfortunately, it is that time. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.